Guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano. Today, we have somebody who is at the forefront of health. He is the founder of Energize Health, and he has helped me tremendously with my own health recently. It's been such a beautiful journey. He is somebody that I cannot wait to get in front of you. I am so excited for your ears to hear these words today, for your eyes to see what you're going to see today, and all the things you're going to learn about how to better your health. And I'm talking how to cure some of the most wild things. Welcome to the show, John Jubilee.
Thank you. So honored to be here, Natasha.
Such a pleasure to have you. I have been watching your videos for I don't know how long at this point, learning in your program. I mean, I got your program to help my health. And here we are in person, looking even better in real life. Love it. And you've brought some of your things with you today. And I'm excited because you use them in the videos. I'm excited for the audience to experience it. So tell me, how did you end up in this health saving area? Like, you really help people get better.
Yeah. Well, my story is probably your listener's story. How many of us out there, 80% of citizens in the United States and around the world even now, where 70 to 80% of us are 20 pounds or more overweight.
Wow.
And that was me.
You can't even believe it. You look shredded. Like, you couldn't even.
Well, if you'd have seen me back then, I would have played a good Santa Claus at Christmas. I had the Santa Claus belly going. But people can relate because a lot of us have had weight challenges in life. And I also had health challenges. So like you, I had high blood pressure. I had hypertension. I also was bone on bone. If anyone out there has, hip pain or knee pain, I was bone on bone in both my knees. If I would have walked into your set, you guys would have said, "Who's smashing Rice Krispies? What is that snap, crackle, and pop?" Mm. Oh, it's John Jubilee walking in.
Whoa.
Yes. So even my team used to affectionately say, "Here comes Mr. Rice Krispies. He's snap, crackle, and popping, walking in there." And it was brutal. It's like living a torturous life. And so when you have pain in your body, mm-hmm. when you're consistently overweight, and how many of you guys out there, like me, again, my story, I tried 10 thing. So it wasn't like I was lazy or wasn't like I wasn't doing anything. Mm-hmm. So, I tried the keto diet, no carb, low carb, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, every supplement, $1,000 a month on supplements. I tried all these protocols and running, for 5 miles, all the things they said would work. And can I just save everybody some time? And how many of you guys, this is your experience, right? It's everything works for a minute. But it's not sustainable, mm-hmm. right? It's not mm-hmm. sustainable. So, if you go just eat, low carb or no carb or whatever, mm-hmm. but the reason none of those are sustainable is because every one of us is created with these things in our mouth called taste buds. And eventually we want to eat something that tastes good.
Right.
Like, we are designed to enjoy food, but there's a right way to do it. And so what happened to me was I had this moment.
Right.
I had this moment. I get up on a Saturday morning. I go out in the backyard just to throw a football with my boys. And in about 15 minutes, I'm in so much pain and I'm exhausted. In 15 minutes, it's embarrassing to say right now, but that was my real story. So I go inside. I plop down on the couch. And now I'm falling into a little bit of a depression. Like, come on, how many of you guys have been there? It's like, man, this is so frustrating. 10 years, I've tried everything. Nothing is sustainable. Maybe there's nothing that really works. Like, this is how I was really feeling. And then I just happened to see a picture of myself. And it's one of those pictures where you look at it and you think, did somebody put me in that fat Photoshop app? Because I look way fatter than I do in my head. Mm. Like, in my head, I look way better than that wow. picture. But that was my real picture, Natasha. So those two things, those two experiences lit a fire under me of, wait a minute, I'm so frustrated after 10 years of trying everything. I really look and feel way worse than I thought I did. I have to do something different. And so I went and researched all these medical studies. And the amazing thing is, this science has been around for decades. The science has been there. They've done all these studies. But it really came down to two simple things. And look, Albert Einstein said, if you can't explain it to a child, you don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So I love to make things really simple for people. Make it understandable. Don't try to impress everybody with all your scientific knowledge or medical knowledge. No, just make it so it's like ABC 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can implement it and do it. And really, this is what it is. Our bodies are like a giant bag of water and cells.
Wow.
That's all we are, is water and cells. But here was the challenge. To make a cell healthy, you have to hydrate a cell. And what have we all learned? Drink more water, drink more water, drink more water.
But that actually doesn't hydrate cells, by the way.
That does not hydrate. You're right. Mm. You're exactly right. It doesn't hydrate cells because I was already drinking a gallon of water for 10 years.
So wait, if water doesn't hydrate my cells, what hydrates me?
You know what? See, that's why your viewers love you. Because you ask the real question so they can get real answers.
Yes.
So they can get transformation in their life.
Yes.
And here's what it is. Your cells are hard like a glass marble. And so when we drink that water, it's like this. Here's your cell and that water hits the cell and it bounces off and it just sends you to the bathroom. I was drinking a gallon of water a day for 10 years. And when I measured my hydration, it is measurable, by the way. We measure all of our clients' hydration. Take a guess how, drinking a gallon a day, take a guess how many pounds I was personally dehydrated.
I don't know, 20 pounds?
20 pounds!
That was just a guess.
That's a great guess. But think about that. A gallon of water weighs 8.3 pounds. I was almost 3 gallons low of hydration because it was all bouncing off, going straight to the toilet. None of it was getting inside the cell. So here's what I learned. Wait a minute. You've got to open up the cell so it becomes porous like a sponge. So now I have the only patent pending science in the world of intercellular hydration. And I say intercellular, all of my doctors and nurses out there, it's intracellular for you scientific people, but I want to make it simple. Intercellular hydration is opening up the cell so it can uptake the hydration. Now, I can tell you, scientifically measurable, I have now helped tens of thousands of people gain 10 to 30 pounds of intercellular hydration while their body's getting smaller.
Oh, yeah. No, I know this because I've been on the protocol, which is so amazing. So while we're on this topic, how do you hydrate your cells?
No, so great, great question. So we have a protocol, and I love to give people real takeaways. Is it okay if I share
please,
some real?
We want the real.
Some real takeaways.
We love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened is for me personally was I created this protocol.
Yeah.
And it was really 12 simple steps.
Yeah.
It was 12 simple steps, and I said, well, I'm going to do this for 88 days, which is one of the cellular cycles of a human body.
Right.
So I said, all right, I'm going to do this for 88 days and see if this really works. And so, by the way, back then, which I'll tell you guys, you know, the dates in a minute here, but I'm saving it for a reason. But when I measured my hydration, it cost $11,000 for the device to measure hydration because they had not advanced the technology.
Is this the one that I got sent?
No, the one that you got, that thing cost me $11,000. And I will go ahead and tell the audience here, but let's have some fun with them, you know, for a minute.
Yeah.
So I am from California, but I live in California, I should say, but I'm from the Midwest, but I'm all natural. So I'm no testosterone, no peptides, no.
You don't do any of it?
No, nothing. No HGH, no facial injections. I'm for anything and everything, by the way. Like I'm the Roy Rogers of healthcare. I'm for anything that makes you feel better and anything that makes you look better. I'm 2 thumbs up.
Right.
I'm just sharing with people for me personally. So people know because people ask me, you know, well, tell me everything you do. I do one thing. I do intercellular hydration. That's really all I do. Look and let, you know, and how old do I look?
42.
Okay, 42. So how many of you guys think that's about right? And by the way, that's about what I get every day.
Really?
Look, the staff is raising their hands. Yeah. They're saying, yeah, that's what he looks like.
Right.
So I always carry my driver's license, you know, because people ask me for it every day. I'm 65 years old.
You are not.
I'm 65.
Oh, you would have me. I would never have known that. That's insane.
Hey, I can win at that fair every time when they say, guess your age.
Yo, you do. Okay, so I love this. Okay, so let's, before we get onto the, like, you know, how it's been going, the protocol and all that stuff. What's one thing that most people are doing that is destroying their health without them even realizing it?
Oh, no, great. Yeah, great, great question. Well, and I'll kind of ask a question to everybody is, you know, everyone's wondering, well, wait a minute, I'm doing all these things. Well, why isn't it working? Mm-hmm. You know, right? Why isn't it working? Well, because you're actually working against yourself. You know, when we do all these things, you know, God bless, you know, this, you know, your generation, you know, your generation growing up with AI, with the internet, we have more information than we've ever had. And we're heavier, more overweight than we've ever been.
Oh my gosh.
More information, more diets, more, right? More exercise programs, right. More supplements than we've ever had. Mm-hmm. And we're on more medication than we've ever been on in history. And by the way, in America, here's a stat for you. 75% of all drugs on the planet Earth are consumed by American citizens. 75%. We're not even 5% of the world's population, and we consume 75% of the medication of the world. So think about it. How did that happen? Mm-hmm. Because Big Pharma is a genius. They're great marketers. They know how to market us. When I was growing up, there was never a drug commercial on television. There was not social media. There was one drugstore in the whole town. Now there's a drugstore on every corner. And now, no matter what TV show you're watching, you get drug commercials for drugs you can't even buy, right? You have to get them from your doctor. So whoever dreamed the day would come when you'd walk into your doctor and go, hey, give me the one with the purple butterfly in it.
Wow.
Give me the one where the dog was running through the park. Give me the one where the couple was walking down the beach.
Crazy.
I mean, it is all marketing. We have been brainwashed in America. So I really want to encourage people today that, you know, let's wake up a little bit. And just like what you're doing, you're bringing truth and light to the world on your show. And with all your, which by the way, my eyes popping out of my head with how many 20 million followers or whatever you have on all these platforms. I've never met somebody with 20 million followers, by the way. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Okay, well, thank you so much. And I love bringing on people like you, experts, who truly understand the art of helping somebody get better. And it is an art form. It's not easy. There is a lot of science and data around it, but it's an art form to really get that dance to heal. And I really went through that dance. And I'm going through another beautiful healing journey with you now. I'm getting my blood pressure down. I'm feeling amazing. And I've just been on your protocol. So I have to, like, you know, hugely shout it out. And anybody who's like, wait, what protocol? What are you guys talking about? The real ins and outs, which is like a whole thing. And we would need hours and hours and hours. I'm watching hours and hours and hours of content throughout a month to learn the mindset piece of the healing is so good. I'm going to put the link below. That link in the show notes is amazing. And when you get into it, you're like, whoa, it's those four things combined that actually heal you. But why did I not clock that before? But I think it's the way you've put them together and done it for so many years and seen so many great results. So if somebody today feels tired, inflamed, and stuck in their body right now, what is the first thing you tell them to stop doing immediately?
Well, the first thing I would tell you to stop doing is stop doing what's not working. So stop doing what's not working. Ask yourself a simple question. Without guilt, without shame, without any judgment.
Right.
Just stop and ask yourself, wait a minute, everything I'm doing, how is this working for me? So for me, you know, again, my journey was, no, I would try something for a year.
Right.
But at the end of the year, I would ask myself this question, well, how is this working? Well, this is not working. So then I would do the next thing for a year. And at the end of the year, I'd ask, how's this working? Well, this isn't working either. So that's why when I tell, I can so empathize with people that are really trying. They're trying to eat right. They're trying to drink their water. They're trying to exercise. They're trying to do supplements. And can I say, guys, I'm raising both my hands. I confess, no, I bought $1,000 a month of supplements because the marketing is so good. I wanted to believe, but I have a term for that. It's called false hope.
You don't take any supplements?
So no, I'll share the supplements I believe in now. I can tell you scientifically what supplements really do work. There are some that we need, and I'm going to share the most important one before we get off this show today. But I will tell you, no, I wasted $1,000 a month of buying what I call false hope. Mm. And even my friends would kind of tease me. They're like, John, you're such a smart guy. Why would you spend $1,000 a month? I go, I'll tell you why, because I was desperate. And they acted like they had the science that this stuff really worked. And the truth is they were selling me false hope. Mm-hmm. They prey upon our vulnerability and our desperation, and we go buy it. You know, we'll stick the jab, we'll take the pill, we'll drink the powder. You know, every pill, potion, and powder out there, right? They're all promising the same thing. We're going to look younger. We're going to feel better. We're going to be stronger. They say all that. But at the end of the day, we have to ask ourselves the honest question, well, how's it really working? And if it's not, let's stop that. And then let's start doing what really works. And so this is what happened to me, guys. Look, I did this for 88 days. Oh, wow. And by the way, I didn't even care about what I look like. So I wasn't trying to look shredded. So thank you for saying I look shredded, but I wasn't trying to look shredded. Yeah. I was trying to just feel better because I felt so bad.
Oh no, I know that feeling when all you want to do is just feel better and you just want to be back to a ground neutral. Like you want to go from the minus figures to zero. It's like, how can I get there? And what's the quickest way to get there? And what I've been doing with you has been so phenomenal. And I think it's just, wow.
Well, you look amazing. Thank you. And you have such a healthy glow.
Thank you.
You have you're like a ball of sunshine. You're like a ball of sunshine.
I love that. So good. Okay, what are three things traditional medicine gets completely wrong about healing?
Great question. Number one, they always only treat a symptom. They only treat the symptom. Mm-hmm. Every medical doctor, which I have hundreds of doctors that are my patient, they're my client. They have been through the same protocol you're doing right now. And these doctors taught me something, Natasha. They pointed their finger in my face and they said, John Jubilee, you have cracked the code. No, why? You crack the code because you are pushing inflammation out of the cells.
Wow.
You're pushing inflammation out of the body. You're going to the root cause. We are all trained in medical school at Harvard, you know, at Yale, at the best medical, John Hopkins, at the best medical schools in the world. They said, we are only trained, look for the symptom and diagnose a prescription medication to treat that symptom.
Whereas Eastern medicine goes to the root of it, which is another thing I think is really interesting. Eastern medicine, they go to a different version. In fact, you know what I find fascinating? In the hospitals in the East, they actually have two different departments. They have the traditional medicine, and then they have Eastern medicine. And you know, there's a place for ER. Obviously, you need to go, ER will always exist because we have to have that emergency help. However, you get to choose where you're going to heal. There's two different areas. I think it's so amazing.
Well, it is. And the beautiful thing about this is whether you believe in Eastern or Western, everyone can recognize today, if I'm going to the root cause and eliminating what really caused it in the first place, and I'm going to tell you guys what the root cause is. 99.9% of the time, you know what the root cause is of any physical issue you have? Cellular dehydration. That is the root cause. And let me tell you how I learned that. After I did this protocol, which by the way, bone on bone in both my knees, and every medical doctor said the only way to deal with that, two knee replacements. You cannot regrow cartilage. They said you've got to go replace both those knees. Well, today, and by the way, now that you guys know I'm 65, that was in 1997. That was 29 years ago. And today, for fun, I can go to a football stadium and I can run to the top and run to the bottom for 1 hour just for fun. That's right. I'm bouncing around like a high school football player at 65 years old. And I truly believe everyone, Natasha, everyone can have the strength, everyone can have the energy, everyone can have the vitality if they go to that root cause, which is just a cellular dehydration. And I know this for a fact, because here's what happened. After I got healthy, for the next 11 years, now I started out as a banker, believe it or not. I was a banker, and I was one of the top 10 bankers.
I was going to ask you, what did you do before your breakthrough?
Yeah, no, I was a banker. So my first 11 years, I stayed a banker. So I got healthy. I was a banker. And so I started helping all these people. 1, 5, 10, 20, 100, 1,000, 2,000. Wow. I'm helping thousands of people.
It's a big number.
And I became so passionate about this. I spend about 2 hours a day on banking and about 6 to 8 hours a day on health and wellness of helping all these people get healthy at the cellular level. And they would come to me, Natasha, and they would ask this question. John, oh my word, you did miracles, you know, for one of my coworkers. You know, could you help me with blank? And just fill in the blank, you know, you that are listening to us, of whatever you have. If it's high blood pressure, diabetes, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, autoimmune disorder, doesn't matter. But they would say, can you help me with blank? And I had one answer for 11 years. I don't know. Let's see. And the reason I gave that answer, I never wanted to give someone the false hope that I bought for 10 years. So I would say, I don't know. Let's see. Well, of all those thousands of people, every one of them would come back and say, hey, John, my Lyme's disease reversed, my Crohn's disease reversed, my autoimmune disorder reversed, my diabetes reversed, my migraine headaches have reversed, my skin issues. Oh my goodness, and you have such beautiful skin. But can I tell you something for people with skin? No, this is the greatest thing for skin. I had people that had 90% psoriasis completely reversed.
I've got to give this to my sister. So, okay, we'll talk off camera about like the ins and outs of I've got to get her to come and chat to you. And you guys can see if she can get on it. Because for me to explain, it's like, first of all, it's a secret. But also, like, for me to explain it, there's so much that it's like, you need to watch the videos.
Yes.
Like, there's so much in it. It's so fantastic. But I've got so many questions I want to ask you. Oh my God. And off camera. Okay. So why do so many people stay sick even when they're doing everything right?
So good. Because they're doing everything right from what we've all been taught.
Right, okay.
Of how to treat a symptom. So we've all been taught in the United States, if you have this symptom, here are the 3 right things to do, the 5 right things to do, the 10 right things to do. But we need to all go to the 1 right thing. This is what I've learned over 29 years of helping tens of thousands of people. No, there's one right thing: cellular hydration. When we hydrate ourselves at the cellular level, those cells light up like little thermonuclear power plants.
Have you ever actually like done some kind of scan to see the
cells? Yes. And look, and again, can I make it simple for people?
Yeah.
So forget medical scans, forget medical terminology. Let me ask everyone a question, and you can pause, but let them answer it in their own head, and then you answer it. What's the difference between a raisin and a grape?
Okay, I've got your answer. Okay. All right, you're in our audience, Shah. What do you think? The difference between a raisin and a grape. She says the raisin is like frail and the grape is healthy and strong.
And the raisin is frail because it is dehydrated. Yes, it's dehydrated. Oh. It's so simple. And so that's why
they're so bad for you, raisins.
No. Raisins are super healthy for you.
They're good for you?
But the reason I'm sharing this with you, think about this. But if your organ, if your liver, your kidney, your skin is a raisin, that's not good. No. So when people look at me and say, well, how does your skin look so good? How do you look so young? I say, I'm a raisin, not a grape.
Oh.
Right? So the beautiful grape has its nice, healthy hydration. Look, we live in California, right? Everybody goes and gets facial injections. Well, why do they do that? Because it plumps up, right?
So you're a grape, not a raisin.
That's right. I'm a grape, not a raisin.
Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah, you said it the other way. I was like, wait, you're not a freaking raisin.
No, I'm a grape.
Oh, my God, I love it. What are the hidden causes of most diseases? Like, what is it? Is it genetics? diseases or is it lifestyle?
Absolutely not. I absolutely can scientifically prove 99% of every disease is one thing. It's one thing. Dehydration. It's inflammation.
Inflammation.
And the root cause of the inflammation is dehydration.
Ooh, say that again.
Yeah. Yeah. So 99.9%, uh-huh, every disease,
yep,
the root cause is inflammation.
Yeah.
And the root cause of the inflammation is dehydration.
Wow.
Cellular dehydration. So wow, when you hydrate the cell, the inflammation is gone. And I'll share a quick story with you. Right here in California, I had a woman, she hits me on my phone one day and she says, "Where are you at? Drop a pin." And, you know, I'm a little spontaneous, you know, fun guy. And I thought this was hilarious. This woman's just calling me. I don't even know who she is. I've never met her before. But some of my clients went to her medical med spa. You know, it's a big, you know, super elite med spa. And so I dropped the pin. She's 5 hours away. She drives to my home with an FDA-approved medical device called a phase angle. It measures cellular health and it measures inflammation.
Whoa.
And she says, "Can I measure you and your wife?" I said, "Sure, go ahead, measure away." So she measures us on this device and she's mind blown because we have zero inflammation, both of us, and our cellular health was 6 inches above the chart of as healthy as you could possibly be. She said, "I've never seen anything like this in my life. I'm one of the top medical people in the country and in the state of California for 10 years. She said, "But I came here because, no, I saw two clients that have been on your protocol for a month. They transformed what it would take a lifetime to do. And they did it in a month. The change in these people," she said, "if I didn't see it medically, I would never even believe it if somebody told me this was possible." So that's why we have medical and the device that you measure yourself on. Mm-hmm. That's the same device, by the way, that we FedEx those to everybody all over the country. You know,
wow.
We're in all 50 states and we're in a half a dozen countries around the world. We're getting ready to go worldwide, by the way. But we're able to measure the cellular hydration, you know, the metabolic age. We measure 12 major health markers for people because we want them to know, "Oh, wait a minute. Now this makes sense to me. I know I'm gaining my cellular hydration because it's measurable.
Wow.
I'm gaining lean muscle."
So good.
Look, and everyone gains muscle. Everyone gains hydration. They lose their visceral and subcutaneous fat. And I like to bring my little fat friend here.
Yeah, I mean, that is freaking nuts. I see this in all your videos and I'm like, wait, what is this thing?
Yeah, so take a guess, guys, how much fat this is.
20 pounds?
You know, it looks like 20 pounds. This is only 5 pounds of fat.
That is only 5 pounds of fat?
But imagine, people that say, "Why only have 5 pounds to lose?" Well, it's still quite a bit.
Dang, I could have put that whole thing in my BBL. That is crazy. Wait, they can barely even get that much. That's wild. So that's only 5 pounds?
That's only 5 pounds of fat.
So is that good for us or bad?
No, look, this is bad fat. This is subcutaneous fat and there's visceral fat. And the good news is, though, people, they want to gain intercellular hydration. You want to gain your healthy hydration.
Right.
You want to gain your lean muscle mass.
Right.
And let's talk a little bit about, because the hot thing right now, GLP-1s, right? And peptides.
Yeah. And what does that do?
So look, so when you go on a GLP-1 or a peptide, they are guaranteeing you're going to lose your hydration and you're going to lose your lean muscle mass.
Mm-mm.
Now, you're going to lose some fat, but somewhere between 40 to 60% of your weight loss is your healthy hydration and your lean muscle mass. And if you lose that, you know, you're going to have, you know, they call Ozempic face.
The saggy butt.
And I just saw, and the Ozempic butt, right? That's even a thing now, Ozempic butt.
Where they got the. You can see girls who have been in Ozempic, they have the saggy skin butt.
Yeah.
It's wild. Or just they have the jaw.
Yeah, so
everybody, but it does look, for the most part, that's what they're calling it.
Yeah, so I just want to give a helping hand to your viewers today. Is look, if you're one of the people, you're going to try it. If you're going to try any type of a GLP-1, any of them, Mounjaro, Ozempic.
There's probably some good ones. I feel like there must be something good.
Well, here's what I say. Again, I'm the Roy Rogers, right? I'm not going to speak negative about anything. I'm just going to say, if you're going to do the GLP-1, definitely do the protocol that you're doing.
Mm.
Because you're going to gain your hydration, mm-hmm, and your muscle, mm-hmm, which is what they say you're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll just tell one story. I could tell 1,000.
Yeah.
But look, GLP-1s are not new. So I just had a client. He was on a GLP-1 for 13 years.
Oh, so this has been around.
It's been around. So he's on it for 13 years, but he lost his hydration and he lost his lean muscle. So he saw us on a television show and he said, hey, you know, and he actually, you know, put in a question on our website and he said, can you really help me? I've been on this for 13 years. I've lost so much hydration and so much muscle. We said, absolutely, we can help you. And now here's a funny thing. He's on it for 13 years. He still had eight of these. He was 40 pounds overweight. After being on a GLP-1 for 13 years, he was 40 pounds overweight. So he lost eight of these in 88 days. He lost his 40 pounds of fat. He gained his lean muscle. He gained his healthy hydration. He got his energy. Now he did decide, well, why should I be on the GLP-1? You know, so, and by the way, he reversed diabetes. So he reversed his diabetes on our protocol. So he got off his GLP-1, he got off his metformin, he got off of all that. So if somebody is going to do that, and look, we're in California, right? I have bodybuilders, I have all those people. They do lots of stuff, you know, but they've learned, well, let me do what John is teaching, because that's going to help me with my inflammation, with my joint pain, with my negative side effects of mm-hmm. other things mm-hmm. I'm stabbing myself with. Mm-hmm. So let's do them together. Let's marry those two things so you can kind of get the best of both worlds.
Amazing. Okay. What's the exact morning protocol for someone who wants to reset their health?
Oh, I love it. I love it. So here's what I would, and we promised people this, and they've probably been sitting there with their pen waiting. So let me give them three things.
Yes.
Let me give everybody.
And the supplement that you were going to tell us.
Yes, and the supplement. So I'm going to give you three solid takeaways.
Okay. Write this down.
For everybody that they can take. So look, number one is get up first thing in the morning, and before you eat. Now look, if you're a coffee person, you can still have your coffee. You know, if you're a water person, drink your water. But get up, have whatever you drink in the morning. And go for a walk.
Why do you walk before you eat?
Well, great question. And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to bring a little friend out here. Because remember, I try to make things fun and memorable that even a second grader can understand it and remember mm-hmm. it. So I'm going to help you here. So the reason you want to go for a walk before you eat, it's the only time of the day you get triple fat burn.
Okay.
So if you're trying to metabolize fat, first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, it's the only time of the day when you can get a triple fat burn. So look, exercise is good any time of the day, but first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, triple. You get a triple fat burn. And here's why. When you first start moving, your body, first 10 minutes, it goes and eats glucose, just sugar, out of your muscle. The next 10 minutes, from minute 11 to minute 20, it eats glycogen. It's a little bit more complex form of sugar. But at minute 21, a magical thing happens. Your body's so smart. Your body says, wait a minute. Natasha is still moving. She's not going to stop. We got to go get some real food. Let's go eat the fat. And so at minute 21, it's like this guy. I want you to picture this is released in your body like this. This thing is in your body chomping. It is chomping this fat. It is chomping this fat at a triple fat burn level. You got that visual in your head? So just imagine, good, minute 21. Here comes the fat chomper. The fat chomper is on the loose in my body here. And it's going to eat triple the fat from minute 21 to whatever minute you stop.
Wow.
Now, I recommend the more fat you want to lose, go at least 60 minutes. And again, first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, you're going to get triple fat burn. So number one, get up, drink that water. Number two, get in a 60-minute walk. But here's number three. Get up on the balls of your feet. So don't just walk your normal heel toe. And here's why. Your calf muscles are your second and third heart. Your calf muscles are your second and third heart. Do you know your heart only pumps blood one way? Down.
Wow.
It's a waterfall. It's just like a waterfall, pumping water straight down. But our calf muscles are designed to be our second and third heart. This is why children always run around on the balls of their feet. We naturally do that when we're little. We learn.
Yeah, my baby walks on her tiptoes.
Yes.
Why?
Yes, because it's healthy. Because that is the healthy way for all of us to walk. And then when we intentionally get up on the balls of our feet, so walk for 5 minutes, get up on the balls of your feet for one moment. for 1 minute. Every 5-1, 5-1, 5-1.
So every 5 minutes for 1 minute?
Every 5 minutes for 1 minute. Get on the balls of your feet, yeah, because now you get full circulation. So your body pumps down through the arteries, but if you'll engage your calf muscle, it pumps up through the veins. That is a circulatory system. But 99% of us, we don't even have a circulatory system because we're never engaging the balls of our feet.
So you do that during the walk?
During your walk. So during your walk, you walk for five, get up on the balls of your feet. By the way, we call that the Jubilee Shuffle.
You know, so, I love
that. So the Jubilee Shuffle. So just kind of shuffle on the balls of your feet, you know, super slow. So walk fast, shuffle slow, walk fast, shuffle slow. But when you do that, no, you will feel invigorated. Now, I want to quickly warn people, don't try doing that for 60 minutes because it's way harder than you realize.
Wow.
You know, if you stay up on the balls of your feet. Now, you can build up to 60 minutes. So now I do that for 60 minutes. I stay on the balls of my feet, you know, the whole time. Some people, like if you've ever seen a boxer in a boxing ring on the balls of their feet, like Sugar Ray Leonard, you know, not the heavyweight mm-hmm. guys, they're mm-hmm. flat-footed, right? But the little guys. And think about this, Natasha. Look at athletes that are on the balls of their feet. Ballerinas, they're lean, they're muscular, mm-hmm. they're healthy. Who's the best-looking athletes at the Olympics? The 100-yard sprinters. They're always on the balls of their feet. Their heel never touches the ground.
Wow.
You got some NFL football players coming in on your show. Hey, who's the best looking NFL football players? Those cornerbacks, they're always on the balls of their feet. The tailbacks, they're always on the balls of their feet. Those big linemen, those guys are flat footed.
Wow.
They don't look as athletic.
That is so interesting. So I didn't know about this though. This is fascinating. The calf is like a second heart?
Yes.
So how does that work?
Yes.
It just pumps the blood around the body.
It does. It pumps it up. It pumps it up. Now you get full circulation. And then let me tie this into
the next thing.
To the supplement.
Yes.
So the supplement that we're all missing that we all need to take, it's MSM.
What
is that?
So
think of M&Ms with an S in the middle. MSM. It's methyl sulfonate methane. Methyl sulfonate methane, but just remember MSM. Just remember M&Ms
yep.
with an S in the middle.
Oh, now I want M&Ms, but I can't
I
have
know,
them.
Right? M&Ms with an S in the middle. Well, speaking of that, I used to eat a one-pound bag of M&Ms like every other day. I was totally addicted to sugar.
Oh, I know.
Because if we even crave sugar, it's your body telling you you are dehydrated at the cellular level.
Oh my God, I crave sugar. Not now as much. Now I'm in the protocol. Actually, to be fair, I've really gone off sugar, but oh my God, it was so hard when I started.
Me too.
I would just eat cake every day.
No, me too. I would eat Krispy Kreme donuts.
Four, five.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So wait, are we ever allowed them?
Yes. No, once you get to your healthy hydration level.
Yep.
Which is 55% for a woman. It's mm-hmm. 60% for a man. Mm-hmm. Men carry a little more hydration because mm-hmm. muscle is 75% water. Three times more important. If someone wants to be muscular, they want to be strong. Three times more important how hydrated they are than even how much protein or how much workout they do.
Whoa. That is so wild. Okay. Oh my gosh, there's so much I want to do on this. Okay, we're going to play a rapid fire at the end. I just want to ask, what are the top five habits that create the fastest visible change? You've done one, which is like walking, because that's in the morning. Give me another few good habits people can do.
Yeah, so for visible change for anybody, absolutely get that 60-minute walk on an empty stomach.
Question, what if the person doesn't want to lose weight? No. And they're doing that.
No, great idea. If you don't want to lose any weight at all, you would do it for 20 minutes.
Got it.
Just for the cellular benefit of it. Great question.
So you go until that 21 mark and then you don't continue.
Yes, because you don't need the fat burn.
So we go to 20 minutes.
That's right.
Great. Okay, I'm gonna cut down to 20 minutes. I feel like I'm at my weight now. I'm like, yes, I love it. Okay, give me another one. Another habit.
Good girl. Another healthy habit is to become a water chugger.
Oh yeah, I watched you chug water. You said you once threw up when you drank water.
Yes.
Because you didn't know how to chug water.
Yeah.
Teach us how to chug water. Because most of us just sit.
Yeah, so look, when we try
to my Icelandic about to drink, let's go.
Yeah, that's right. I've got one too.
Okay.
So yeah, when we try to sip all day, we'll never get in enough water
right.
to have a healthy hydration level. So I encourage people, start slow.
Okay.
Start slow. But just take a deep breath and maybe you'd try to drink this in four chugs. So there, oh yeah, go get them, girl. That's awesome. But you take a deep breath, you chug it, give yourself another moment, and then chug again. But listen, become a water chugger so that it just becomes a healthy habit.
How many breaths in between?
It just becomes a healthy habit of drinking your water. Water does several key things for us. Now remember, you're not going to get hydrated by just drinking water, but as you all look at her, go, let's go, rock star.
I'm really done. I want to save that tiny bit at the end because like, we have more.
Okay. All right, Natasha, the chugger of the universe, let's go.
Awesome. She's like, Fitz, I've never even seen you ever short anything apart from water. That's so crazy. Wow, that was I chugged.
No, you chugged. So that's a super Woo! Healthy habit.
Now, How often?
Now the great news is once you get hydrated, you don't have to drink as much to stay hydrated because think of yourself as a large glass. Once you're full of water, you just have to keep topping it off. So I've been hydrated for 29 years. I don't have to drink very much at all to stay at optimal hydration.
But you still do?
Yeah. Just it's because it's just a healthy habit.
Right. Yeah. How so do you chug first thing in the morning?
Yeah. Well, I just chug all throughout the day. So if I pick up a water, I just chug the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, I still in the morning find it hard to chug.
Well, then don't. Well, listen to your body. No, when I first started. Yeah, you told my story. No, I threw up. Like I couldn't chug. I couldn't chug. I'm owning it. But the reality is, it's just like any healthy habit. You know, I started a little bit at a time. So yeah. So, but the visuals for people and this MSM, I want to tell people about this so that they know why scientifically we all need this. All natural water supply on the planet Earth is full of MSM. It's full of MSM. So every well, every stream, every river is full of MSM.
And that's good.
It's the third most common element in the whole ecosystem of the world. It's a very natural, super healthy. It's the greatest anti-inflammatory, super healthy for your skin and your joints. And you're supposed to be, from the day we're born, you're supposed to be bathing in it every day, absorbing it through your skin. Every time you drink water, you're supposed to be drinking it. Most people, it's never touched their body because they take it out of water. And why do they take it out? Because it's sulfur, methyl sulfonate methane. It's sulfur. It smells bad and it tastes bad. Mm. Now, the good news is half the people, if they take the supplement, it tastes like nothing to them.
Is it the blue stuff?
No, it's pure white. It's pure white. And you can't buy a bad one, by the way. So just buy MSM. They're all the same. They're all 90, you know, they might market them different, but I'm telling you, they're all the same. They're all 99.9% pure MSM. But we need to start taking it because we're supposed to have had it our whole life.
I love this. This is so great. Okay. My final quick fire round questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
One thing, the first thing comes to your mind. One thing people should stop eating immediately.
Sugar.
One thing everyone should start doing tomorrow morning.
Drinking water.
Most overrated health trend right now.
Keto.
Most underrated healing habit.
Walking.
Sugar or alcohol, which is worse?
Alcohol.
Best food for energy, go.
Honey.
Biggest mistake people make when trying to lose weight.
The same wrong things that they've been taught on social media.
One supplement people are wasting money on.
supplement they're wasting money on. Well, see, since I don't do it, I wouldn't be sure of what, you know what? You tell me, what do you think are the hot supplements people are buying right now?
Oh my God. Vitamin C. Take liposomal vitamin C. Vitamin C on its own does not get hydrated into the body. We talk about hydration. You need liposomal vitamin C.
Well, by the way, let me just share this real quick. On supplements in general, 99% of your supplements are expensive pee. So your urine is worth a lot of money. Like if you're like me, I was buying $1,000 a month of supplements. My urine was really expensive.
Whoa.
Because it's all bouncing off those. The marble, the cell is hard as a glass marble. And so it's bouncing off the glass marble, going right in the toilet. So crazy. Unless you do a cellular transformation, you're wasting your money on supplements anyway.
Wow. Okay. One supplement actually worth it?
MSM.
Fasting, yes or no?
Yes.
Cardio or strength training?
Both.
Cold plunge or sauna?
Cold plunge.
Morning routine or night routine? What matters more?
Morning routine if you want to lose fat.
How many hours of sleep is non-negotiable?
7.
Coffee, helpful or harmful?
Healthful.
Wow. Okay. Oh my God. This is so good. We're going to wrap in a moment, guys. I know we've been going on extra long today, but this is, I always love health stuff. I could do it for hours and hours. Okay. So my final thing that I wanted to chat to you about, if you had 7 days to reset somebody's health, what's the first thing you'd do? I know we kind of asked that earlier, but just for somebody who's here at the end.
Well, it's going to be different than what you think. The first thing I would do is I would have them do an assessment of what were their childhood traumas? Were their parents divorced? Did they have sexual abuse? Did they have verbal abuse in the home? There's a study called the ACE study, Adverse Childhood Experiences. Mm-hmm. And to find out, like mine was a 9, you know, so I had a lot of very traumatic things as a little boy. Both my brothers were murdered. You know, my mom had divorces. We lived in abject poverty, had a lot of challenges. So that creates what's called cellular trauma. So we need to identify what cellular trauma do I have? Because maybe you've been doing all these diets, especially for women, by the way, more for women even than men. You know, probably 90% for the ladies that are listening to us, you could do everything right as a woman, but if you've been sexually abused, you never dealt with that trauma, or some narcissistic guy has abused you, given you verbal abuse, you've never dealt with that. No matter what you do, you're not going to lose the weight. Your cellular trauma is going to hold it.
What?
So the first thing I would do is deal with the cellular trauma. And that's why part of what we do at Energize Health is, you know, we address the mind, the body, and the spirit. Mm. We go for the cellular trauma right out of the gate. Let's identify what this is so we can get rid of that. So your cells, because that makes your cell as hard as a glass marble. When you've had cellular trauma, creates oxidative stress, overload of cortisol, puts you in flight or flight, puts all these unhealthy things in there. So I would deal with cellular trauma first.
I didn't even think about it. Okay, final question, which is just for you. And we do this on every show. It's my favorite one. Your life is a movie. What's the title of it?
All things are possible.
Love that.
Yeah. Nobody would ever imagine from where I came from, I would be sitting here where I am today with the life that I have, the beautiful wife, the beautiful marriage, my children, being able to impact tens of thousands of people's life. They would have thought, there's no way, that's impossible. But all things are possible.
Wow. Where can people find you?
EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. And when they do, I want to just say, we have no salespeople, as you know. We have no salespeople. We have no marketing. All we have is people with a big heart. Some of them are 20 and 30 year nurses. When you book a call with us, 20 and 30 year nurses, they quit nursing when they did this.
Wow.
They said, I got into nursing to help people get healthy. You really go to the root cause. This is what I want to do. I want to join your movement. Energized Health is a movement. It's a movement about getting healthy at the cellular level. Mm-hmm. We really want to help people. They just come to energizedhealth.com and just hit book a call and you get to talk to somebody that really cares about you like a real person.
That's true. I definitely felt that. My gosh. Wow. John Jubilee, thank you for coming. Amazing. I hope you guys have enjoyed this as much as I have. And if you have, who's that person who comes to mind that you want to send this to today? I know there's somebody on your mind right now. We love it when you share. As you give, you receive. Who knows what you'll get back in the world as you share this episode with somebody who you know can benefit from it. Somebody who you know is going through something and that they can benefit from this at a biomolecular level as well, like you. They may have just learned something that could change their life, or maybe the link in the show notes is going to change their life. I am so excited for you. I hope you get to experience what I have with your amazing company, John. And I will see you guys again next week for more. My name is Natasha Graziano. This is the Law of Attraction Secrets Podcast. See you soon.